In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jared.
And Jared is our first stand-in co-host of Aileen's maternity leave. Welcome.
I'm honored. It is a pleasure. I went with just a first name to keep up with how this show works. I'm a huge fan. So it is so good to be here. It is always good to talk with you.
Thank you. It really shows you know the cadence of the show because, like, I know probably after you up and your own shows, you're like probably dying to get that freed in there.
That's right. I know I have a normal cadence, but I know this cadence. You want to match the energy of the show you were invited on. And this is, I'm just happy to be here. I mean, there's so much to catch up on in the Diet Starts Tomorrow world.
Oh, yes, there is. So I'm sure, okay, many of you know Jared from being a guest here, from the You Up podcast, and from his own stand-up and podcast, the J-Train Show. And you've been on DST many times, yes, talking about your late night eating, your ill-fitting shirts, your conversations with your parents. So we have a lot of questions from the audience about those things.
Oh,
so,
really?
They want to catch up on those specific things. Okay.
That's great. I love that there's audience questions. And I think it, like, you know, because coming on here, I was like, I don't, you know, I've been in a okay zone, but like, I know, as far as like fitness and eating, and I'm feeling better than I have in other parts of my life, you know, but it is interesting that like, the hardest thing right now for me is this, like, it's so much transition. I don't know. I think that is, like, something that, like, I'm hearing a lot from people who deal with these things, like, you know, and I deal with, like, eating and health and trying to drink less and trying to be, you know, fit in their pants and feel good in their clothing. I'm that person. So it's interesting because, like, the easiest time to do it is when things are consistent. Like, We are now in year two of inconsistency. It keeps switching. So the minute you get used to a quarantine schedule, then they're like, okay, we're not quarantined, but we're not out. And then you have a new schedule. It's just been, it's a whole mind fuck.
Right. It's like, am I going to be home for the next month or am I going to be going out? Am I drinking? What am I doing?
And am I doing
workout?
Yeah. Yes. And am I doing hot girl summer? Am I going out? And when I'm going out, am I trying to go out every night? Like, you know, if you're living in New York City, every night kind of feels like a Thursday a little bit. Everyone's like, right, oh, we're going to go drink outside. If it's a nice day out, oh, we're going to go drink outside. Right. And you're like, okay, I'm in because I don't want to, like, I want to go see people. I want to be around people. Then you're like, but I used to be able to go to bed at 10 o'clock at night and have my meal at 8. And I wouldn't be out at 3 a.m. and looking at pizza in the face, you know?
Right. So if you're a person who's very influenced by like their environment, you know, like some people are more just like prone to being like hit by external things, this is probably really confusing for you because you're not sure like what mindset am I in right now? What is my goal?
Oh my God. That is a story of my life. I'm the most influenced. Like, and it's like there was a moment where I was like, I'm living at my parents. I'm waking up at 8 a.m. I'm working out at 9:30. I'm done by 10:30. I'm eating by 11, like my breakfast, and like I'm having a bar at 4, and then I'm having dinner with my parents, and then I'm locked in there. They have a little pool house here. I'm locked in it. I can't even get, as I've told on this podcast yes. before, I can't even get into the house to get late night eating. So I'm like, just, it's just like, go to bed or cry about it. And I just go to bed. So in that scenario where I am treated as if I'm like in a zoo of some sort because I'm locked in a room with no food, I do well. And it's like, and then the world
opens. You're at your best when you're treated like an animal.
Exactly.
Animal.
Exactly. And then I get back to New York and things open up again and I'm doing shows and it's, you know, I do shows at the Cellar and the Cellar will be like, yeah, you're booked Tuesday at 11:05. And it's like, right. How the fuck
when
am I going to get to
11?
When do I eat dinner? It's all changed. And I think so many people, and not just me, I know a lot of people are going through this. Like I've been open about, I'm working with a trainer and a nutritionist.
Right.
And the trainer, I would say the most helpful part about this, and I don't mean to go on tangents. I want to make sure I plug them up.
I was going to ask. So basically my first question was like, what are you doing in terms of your health? Where are we? And then we can get into, you know, the rest.
So the trainer I'm working with is guy, Matt Forzaglia. I'm probably butchering his last name. At Forzag on Instagram. And I'm working with Alex Turoff, who's been on this show.
I believe she's a listener.
She's a listener of my stuff. And she reached out very gently in a very nice way. I think that we, you know, I've had people reach out in the past and they're like, oh, I can get your fat ass into shape. I'm like, okay, that's not the way to approach me.
So she didn't lead with your shirts have not been fitting well lately.
No. And well, that's the thing. You know this about me. My goals were very modest. I just wanted to feel comfortable in a t-shirt. Right. And I said this, and it's like, it's so interesting. Like when you're 23, 22, you're like, I got to have abs and I got to look like a cutout. You know, like, I don't know. You have these, like, I want muscles.
It took me last year to realize, like, I'm just not genetically, like the force it would require such an overhaul of me as a person that it's just not in the cards. Like,
Sammy, that is the most, the biggest change for me is the acceptance that I, not even physically, will never be that way, but just mentally, I am not the same as someone who eats half their fries. Like, I've come to the acceptance that, like, and it's like, you know what's enraging is these Instagram people that are posting food every day, and they're like the most delicious thing, and you're like, and it's not even about how they look; it's just the fact that they're posting it every day. And I'm like, I want all of this. And right. I'm not going to have a bite if I go and get this. If I go on this food adventure, as they call them, I'm not going to have like a little bite. I'm not going to go num, 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 and try it. I'm going to have the whole thing and an appetizer and a side. And, you know, and they're like, I have to do the whole adventure. I can't just
do a half adventure.
There's no half adventure. It's the admittance to that. I had to admit it. And that's kind of been the big change for me in this version of my health journey is right. that this is a lifetime burden. It's like when someone calls, and the thing is when food, we don't admit it, it's an addiction, but it is a form of an addiction. It is a form of a psychological thing that you're going through. And I think alcoholics call themselves an alcoholic and they're an alcoholic for life.
Right.
But for me to go, I'm a guy who can't fit into a t-shirt for life. Like, I don't even know what to call it.
I think it would probably go in the category of disordered eating, which sounds so light. It doesn't sound like an alcohol addiction, you know? Yeah. It just sounds like, oh, you like have a weird, like, I don't think in that phrase fully like encapsulates the extent to which it can overtake your whole mind.
Totally. And like I say this all the time, I'm like, people who don't worry about food and what they weigh and how they look, Like, they should be inventing all the vaccines. Like, I'm mad at them for not curing every disease. Like, what are they thinking about?
They are starting fights with their boyfriend. They are seriously.
They have other problems. Yeah. Everyone's got their own problems. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're like a workaholic and they can't fucking function because they have severe anxiety.
You're right.
Like, there's very few just like, oh, I got balance and I'm healthy. Yeah.
We're all unbalanced. And that's the thing I've been trying to. So, like, as far as goals are concerned, I'm like, I'm unbalanced. I'll admit to it. And the beauty, and here's why I'm plugging Forzag and Alex, and not because they're great. They're great for me. They're also accredited. So they also have like actual degrees in fitness and nutritionists and all that stuff.
They're not just Instagram advice dispensers.
And they both get annoyed at that kind of culture, as anyone would. But I want everyone to go follow them because in their accounts is just information. It's free information. And you might not use it today, but at some point you might come across it and one of those facts will stick in your mind and make you a better off person. And that's the thing. I'm looking for just one thing to stick. So at Forzag, at Alex_Turoff to promote them. But to get away from, you know, the Prince of Promos, my point with this is when I spoke to them about what I needed, they listened. So I need personally, this is me personally, what I need is not what everyone needs, but
you do need that a disclaimer these days.
Yeah. Like, listen, but I didn't know how to say it until now. And this might be important for someone out there. Like, you might hear me say it this way and you might go, oh, that's me. And maybe this helps you on a better, journey. The way I said it was, I need a beginning, middle, and end to everything I do. I need a bow on everything I do. And that is workouts. That is meals. I need, I can't have an open-ended, let's do dinner. No, I need to know. So a lot of that has been like, I've been, having like in the morning, like, so when I would be at the airport, I would go to the airport and I'd be in the Delta Sky Club. And I was like, oh, it's buffet time. No calories at the airport. I'm dancing. I'm Michigan J. Frog. I'm just doing leg kicks in the Delta Lounge. And I would get so off course because I'm like, let me have an egg. And then I'll have a bagel. And then, a bag of chips. And then a coffee. I'm not that, I can still eat.
And it's still early and your stomach is like empty. It's like, I know that feeling. Yeah.
I'm still going. When does it end? And I said to Alex, I go, what's the beginning, middle, and end of the airport lounge? And also, this isn't even a good meal. No, this isn't even I'm not going and bragging about, the breakfast I had at the Delta Sky Club. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even getting what I want out of this. So it's like, Alex, get me through the Sky Club. And she's like, she goes, two hard-boiled eggs with the egg white of a third one and a banana. Just do that. See? And it's like, hard stop. That's your meal. And I swear to God, like, that sounds like someone might be like, that's not enough. That's not, whatever. I don't care if a fuck what you think is enough or whatever. For me, I tried it. Give it a shot. I had it. I was like, okay, that is the beginning, middle, and end. Now have your coffee. Take 10 minutes away from this. Walk around. Be a crazy person. Go in the bathroom where you can't eat. And just see it. Get used to this. And you know what? I was like getting back into, it was like I was getting back in touch with what satiated felt for me.
Yes.
And that was a hard process.
Yes, totally.
Because I would have danced around that club all day long.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Here's what I'm hearing. I feel like, and I can relate to this, as someone who's like, you're obviously like really creative. You're really like a creator. You don't run on a schedule. It's like
no schedule.
I can really relate to that because like, I'm also that person who's like head in the clouds, creative idea. But like when I need to get down to it, like I need to be sort of forced down to like the structure. Mm-hmm. I think that people who are more creative tend to like not really embrace structure, but they do really well with it. And that's why you, and also same, I do too. Like you do your best work as a caged animal because like, because someone is enforcing this structure on you, that you need so badly to channel like the like it, yeah basically
I'm laughing right now yeah. because you're so right, and it's like I'm most creative after I've already eaten, convincing myself I can still eat. You know, right, like, right. like I'm like, well, it was only yeah. it was whole wheat.
Yeah.
So now I can have a chocolate bar because, you know, I can make any meal healthy after I've eaten
right.
it.
Right.
You know, I can
structureless person can justify anything.
That is exactly. So last night I'm at my parents' house in Boca. I'm here. And I had a good day. I go to this place called Fit Food Cafe.
I've been there.
Again, it's great. I yeah. love it there because, again, beginning, middle, end. They have a egg white turkey scramble with, and I can get it with steamed broccoli, and I cut it all up. I put hot sauce and salt and pepper, and I put it all, and I mash it all together, and I walk away from that meal. It takes me so long to eat it that I am full when it's done. Does you know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, that's why like high volume foods are really important. Like a big salad. You can't have a small fucking salad unless it's
no.
a big salad. But you need a big salad.
Well, this is what I told the nutritionist. I finally figured out how to speak about what I needed. So I have this breakfast and I'm like good for the day. I'm feeling good. I'm drinking water. I'm taping podcasts. We taped together. We did an episode yes. of Luxury Lounge, which anyone can go listen to. And we, yeah, go check it out. And then it gets around 4 o'clock and I'm like, I got to get to dinner. And I'm like, but I'm like hungry. So I'm like, maybe I'll have a bar. And then this is the other thing I've been doing. I've been having like, you know, like think bars.
Yes.
And those were suggested by Alex. And I like a bar. And listen, someone could hear me talk about a bar and they're like, this is disordered. I don't think it is. I think it's actually.
No, a bar like, okay. Anyone who calls it disordered eating does not truly understand intuitive eating because like there is a point of intuitive eating where you are supposed to just take like nutrition and satisfaction into account. And it doesn't need to be the most amazing plate of French fries. Like
you're
just trying
right.
to get yourself satisfied and then you'll have a good meal later.
Get me to the dinner I want.
Yes.
Not the one I'll regret.
Yes.
And yes. And you're on it. So I'm like, have the bar. And I go, you know what? I'll have a coffee because maybe I'm just like, maybe I just need a coffee, whatever. And then I go in the house and my dad has put out a poo-poo platter of snacks.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there and I've even made a few purchases from there and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
This is when it gets so fucked up, okay? And this is what will make you laugh. Because I walk in the house, my dad's got corn tortilla chips. There's a lemon hummus. There's a guacamole. There's a caramelized onion dip from Trader Joe's.
Oh, I'd be on that.
Oh, so this is the thing. So, and then there's also cold cauliflower and there's broccoli.
Crudité.
And I crudité, so to speak. And then there's also pretzels in the, you know, the bread warmer. Are your parents 80,000 years old?
A warming bread warmer? Drawer?
Yeah. So they have a bread warmer where I know where the pretzels are. So when I walk in, I see the whole spread. My dad's sitting in a chair. He's eating a pretzel. So now I'm reminded of the pretzel that's in the warming drawer. Okay. What the fuck am I going to choose in that situation? I'm hungry.
Yes, you picked the Well, you didn't have, did you have the bar? You had
didn't
the bar.
Have the bar. Didn't have
oh,
the bar.
I didn't have the bar.
And that's what I've been doing. But because of the timing, again, the scheduling, we're eating at 6:30 here. So I'm like, it's 4:34. I can push it. It was my thought, but I can't fucking push it. And I never, even when I've learned, I haven't learned. Go ahead.
You shouldn't push it in that situation because you didn't. You just ate at 11. It's now been 5 hours. That's the situation where, like, I wonder if you had had the bar, how you would have handled
it. I'm 36 years old and I'm still fucking learning this shit. That's what got me so depressed. I'm like, because I didn't have the bar. I came in the house. I saw my dad with the pretzel. So now I'm like a food. Yeah, I'm a shitty food detective. I saw the pretzel out of my corner of my eye. I'm like, okay, I know that's in play. I see the tortilla chip. So now I go straight to the bread warmer. I pull a pretzel. I start dipping the pretzel in every dip. The caramelized onion obviously is getting the headliner. Yeah, that's the showcase item.
Yeah.
Because that's an item that would never be in my house. My mom said my brother brought it the day before. So that's the high calorie. We would never buy this. It's going to go away. So I have to eat the most of it. So then I'm eating that. I'm having the guac. I'm having the hummus. And then I'm using the tortilla chip. The crudité mayonnaise will not exist to me. My dad walks over and he goes, why don't you have the cauliflower?
Oh.
And he,
so I see nothing has changed with your parents.
No, nothing. He puts the cauliflower on the plate. He goes, that's like a chip, but it's a vegetable. And I go, I fucking watched you eat a pretzel 7 minutes ago. Was the pretzel cauliflower pretzel? And he's like, no, but you should have. And I'm like, I'm in this game. I've given up. I am in pretzel tortilla land. I'm not going backwards to crudité land. I have given in. Okay. And we're eating dinner at 6:30, which means hopefully I'm not eating from 7:30 until 7 in the morning because I'll be locked in my cage. So why don't you let me have this happiness right now? And it's like, even when you're good and you're trying, someone's there to knock you. Someone's there to like tell you it's the wrong way. Even in your, like in my mind, I was like, I'm eating the pretzel, I'm eating the tortilla chip. I'm not happy about it, but we're having an early dinner. We're having salmon. We're eating at 6:30. I won't eat again until 9 a.m.
I won't eat again until.
Yeah, hopefully. Famous last words, but I'm kind of trusting the lock system that has been posed on me here. And it's just, my dad comes up to me and he's just like, and I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of here. You know, like you want to just be like, and I have to like, and I've learned now with my family, I have to kind of come back at their hypocrisy.
Yeah. Does he think you didn't see the vegetables?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hilarious question. Because it's like, yeah, I'm literally reaching over the cauliflower. I don't think they're not to get to the tortilla chip. Like it's not like I think it's plastic. Like I know what's healthier. I'm 36. I know what I'm doing.
No one doesn't think that that's the healthier option. And it's like, if I'm choosing it, I'm choosing it. I'm clearly not choosing the cauliflower for whatever reason.
What bothers me about,
like, rib you, like, does he know?
Of course. Yeah, okay. But that's what bothers me about the ribbing is like he did the same math that I did before entering into snack land, which is how am I going to rationalize this move? You know what I mean? And again, back to the creativity, like when you see a snack table, you go, okay, how am I going to work this snack table into my rationalization?
Right. Well, I know what here's the thing. I know what something you said when you're like, I'm a detective, the food detective, like you yes. clock the pretzel as an option. You clock yeah. all the options. You're like, okay, well, there's the crackers, there's this dip, there's this top, you yeah. know, topping. And yeah, it really does become like a strategy session of like,
yeah, it's like,
what am I going for first? What do I, yes. what do I want the most?
There are two types of people at a cocktail hour. There's people that are legitimately surprised by the new hors d'oeuvres that are coming out. And then there's people like me who are like, okay, I've seen all the hors d'oeuvres. I'm going to place myself near the kitchen. Yes. I'm going to act surprised every time the same one I just got comes back. Oh, whoa, oh, what's this? Holy shit.
I've never Pigs seen them.
Wait a minute. It comes with mustard? You know, like I am a full, every cocktail hour I've ever been to is a full on Broadway show. Right. Oh, you got lamb? Where do I put the bone? As if I don't know where to fucking put the bone. Okay. I'm going to hide it in a seat cushion.
There's also two types of people. The people who wait by the kitchen. And the yes. people who socialize freely.
Yeah, yeah. It's me and seven other people who have done Weight Watchers before hanging by the kitchen.
Honestly, I feel like you could meet a girl at the kids waiting That's by the kitchen.
I think you're right. That is be like the best place to meet people.
Yeah.
If we weren't so self-conscious that we could admit to it. Like everyone thinks that they're smarter than everyone else. We're all doing the same stupid shit.
No, like I know where I'm waiting, which appetizer. Like I am darting my eyes around.
The best is when go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know how people say like, oh, like they're looking past me because like they don't think I'm important. It's like, no, I'm just looking for the food.
I'm looking for the one waiter who yes. seems to get it, who seems to know that I could clean up their plate to get them out of work early. I always have that imagining. I've never waited at a private event before. I've never been in the service industry in my life, but I've never, I always imagine that I'm doing one of them a favor by clearing their plate. That like if they get rid of it, I know it's a false dream, but like that if I like they're looking
You're
for
the
me.
Hero.
Yeah, yeah. They're looking for me to have the last one because if they get through three trays, they can leave. And yeah. I always have that dream that I'm that guy for them.
I think they're hourly, but you know, Jared, I'm really not surprised you've never worked in the service industry.
Yeah, you've been on Luxury Lounge. You know the deal.
Here's the thing. I haven't either, but it doesn't surprise me that you haven't.
No, listen. Admittedly so. I don't think.
Yeah, yeah but no, I get it. I'm a kitchen hanger. Like
kitchen hanger. We should make t-shirts. Kitchen hangers.
Yeah.
That's a fun.
Here's the thing. We are hardly the only people. It's just
everyone listening right now is nodding in agreement. It is a kitchen hanger. Yeah. Like we're all alike.
Yeah.
That's why I love this podcast.
If you would buy a kitchen hanger, we'll come up with the right phrase, but it might
there's a better phrase.
There's definitely a better phrase. It's like the kitchen door club.
It's kitchen door club or it's the what is it? The cocktail hour
club cocktail hour.
Club cocktail hour or something. It's
we
write to edit, but I'd say this is all to say on my fitness journey, I'm feeling good right now. I'm in a good place, but that's also in a place where I'm admitting that I am not stronger than the urge to go to a bad place. And I think that's a healthy place to tell you the truth. That's the healthiest I've ever been with it because
that's
I'm like,
I teach an AA. They're like, you well, are not I respect stronger it. Than the drink.
I'm trying to treat it like AA because I do respect it. I come home. I fuck up all the time. I cook all the food in my freezer. I'm still annoyed by food marketing. I'm looking for volume stuff. Like that's kind of, I'm trying. And I told you last time I was on, I'm trying to hit left so that I go straight. So like I fill my freezer with all these like healthy-ish foods so I don't order at night. And instead I make that. So it's like one, I'd rather deal with one evil over another.
Are you a Trader Joe's person?
Here's the problem with Trader Joe's. I love it so much that I also think that everything there is healthy no matter what.
Right.
But I would get everything. Like Trader Joe's legitimately has the best make it home spring rolls you ever had in your life. The idea that I'm going to go there 12 times a year and not get that six is crazy. Right. I have to
soup
avoid
dumplings.
It. The yeah, I got to avoid it. But also the creative dips aisle at Trader Joe's. Like, I mean, you can't not browse that. Okay. No. But I would say the other thing that's helped me is having, so Forzag and I work out at 9:30 a.m. every day. So that 9:30 a.m. thing, at first I was like getting wasted and be like, I'll wake up. You can't do that every day. So you either have to give up the workout or give up the drinking. And I've kind of gone halfway where I'll be like, I got to get home. I got to get to bed. Like having that wake up at that 9 a.m. and people are like 9 a.m. Yeah, I'm out at night doing shows. So like this is part, my life is different than yours. But I, having that appointment of 9:30 a.m. has been really helpful for me.
I think that it, right. Structure for the creatives. It's like, yes. It's like your job, you're working very odd hours. So waking up at nine, people probably are like, oh, nine, like that's not early. But like it is for someone whose hours are like, who the fuck knows?
Yeah. I think it goes into the food stuff too, where it's like, once you just like you said, like there's a moment where you're hungry, where you're like, I'm not just looking for something to eat. I'm looking for the most delicious thing that's ever been made that's also healthy.
Right.
And it's like you end up finding none of that and you end up overdoing it. So when you have, like, if you have it planned out where you're like 9:30 is it, no decision to be made. Right. I'm taking away the decision. So that's been very helpful for me.
Right. Structure does, it does help. I mean, I hate it, but I try to avoid it at all costs, but it does.
Listen, I get 10 minutes into the workout and I go, I'm here.
Right.
You fucking, you're here. You did it. Like, right. Deal with it. And it's like, you know, I get one bite into a bar and I'm like, I've already forgotten about the 700 things I want to eat. So I had this story so that you'll love this story. I was flying to Madison, Wisconsin last weekend for shows.
I saw that it was a disaster.
Disaster. The day after the flash flooding, all the flights were all fucked up. So I ended up on three flights to get to Madison. But in between the flights, I'm at the Delta Sky Club at Minneapolis, which is actually a good airport. And I'm in the club and I'm like, at that point in the day, I was like, I've given up. It's over. So I start going, I'm like, I'm going to eat everything in this club. And I go and I get two chicken salad sandwiches, two bags of chips, but it's all pre-wrapped. So I like put it out in front of me and I legitimately looked at it. And then I don't know what came over me. I go, eat the bar. Eat the bar.
Oh, wow.
And I legitimately pulled the bar out. Like, I was imagining someone watching me, how crazy I looked. That I stared at, like, a buffet of my own making. And then I pull out an RX bar, and I slowly start opening it. And I'm just eating it while looking at the chicken salad sandwich. And I was like, you'll be happier later. And I got two bites in and it actually was a win. Like, I wasn't hungry after the fact. It was so much of my mind. It was so much more my mentality than my stomach that I couldn't believe it myself. Like, I was actually surprised.
Right. Because it's like, you look at the chicken salad sandwich from the airport that you've seen. And it's like, not a good chicken salad sandwich.
It's not. Like, it was more bread than chicken salad.
You're going to like eat this crap and you're going to feel like shit and you're going to be like, this wasn't even good.
And then I'm going to get to Madison. I'm going to do the show. I'm going to have a drink after and I'm going to go.
Pizza.
Pizza. And it's like the whole day was like, let's just do the end of the day bad.
Yeah. You know, like it's like. Right. Yeah. If you wanted the bar, you ate the bar.
Yeah.
All right, Jared, I got to ask you a question that I know is on, like, everyone's mind.
Everyone.
So, everyone.
The whole world is waiting.
I mean, I know a lot of people are waiting. Okay, so you recently went through a breakup, which I'm sure added to the lack of structure and, like, normalcy in your life. So how has that affected your eating and working out and your routines and just, like, your general approach to life?
Well, I think when you're in a relationship, you have a responsibility to someone else. So it's like, you're like, we're, you know, you and Avi, what are we doing for dinner?
Yes.
You know, that is a very nice and beautiful thing, but it's also the reality, you know? So when you end up going from what are we doing at dinner to what am I doing for dinner, it goes one of like two ways. It's like, I can be the most disgusting that I'd like to be. And that happens when I'm drunk. Like there's no one to judge me when I order like Chinese food for six people at 2 a.m. Like, I mean, you get that judgment from anyone. Like I've told the story about like, I'll relate it to my mom. Like when I go in the house here in Boca to get food at 2 a.m. and she wakes up, her questions are the most damning things. What are you doing? Why are you awake? What are you eating? And I'm like, I'm just a little hungry. You're hungry? You didn't eat enough for dinner? You know, the questions become very pointed and like, you're like, I did eat enough for dinner. I could have not eaten. It's like, the judgment is that like my mom would be like, what? You're eating what? You need, who eats hummus at 3 a.m? I do.
Everybody.
Yeah, but she'll ask these questions. So it's the same for like when you're in a relationship of any kind, your mom, but also like you're in a relationship. If I got drunk and came home at 2 a.m. and ordered the amount of Chinese food I would as a single person, the other person would look at me and go, what's wrong with you? Like, right. What, you ate it all? And you'd have to go, yeah, I ate it all. And you got what? And you'd have to go through the, and you'd have to be in a forced position. Yeah, I got dumplings and I got fried rice and I got kung pao chicken. And they're like, at 3 a.m, are you going to eat it all today? And you're like, I'll eat it all today. And then, so that's really the difference is like, in those hours,
you
can't.
Go ahead. I'm just going to say, I love when Avi goes somewhere and I can order in whatever the fuck I want. And I don't have to account for his tastes. And I can eat like everything. And I'm, I know the feeling.
That goes one of two ways, though. So it's either way off track or there's the other side of it where it's like, when I have breakfast, I make a cup of egg whites with 3 links of turkey sausage and I make it and put it in a bowl and it's just me alone eating it. That's as clean as I could ever be. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, and so there's nights like that for dinner where it's like you do the saddest, singlest dinner. You know, you can't do a sad single dinner in a relationship is really the difference. Like when in a relationship, it's like, what are we going to do? How are we going to make it? Should I go to the store? Are you going to get the sauces? Do I need this? When you're single, you could be like, I got 3 frozen grilled chicken cutlets. I put them in. I chop them up. I throw some teriyaki on it. And then I eat it alone. And I'm like, dinner over.
Eating healthy single is much more sad. Than eating unhealthy single or eating healthy as a couple.
Absolutely. And
it's
so
like
it's like
sit here and do what's good for me.
In a dark room with like, and it's like, it's no, like you're not forced in this position of like, we're not going to have a side. Like no one says that to you. And I'm not saying the person saying that to you isn't wrong. They're not bad for that, but it's just, there's just no, I guess in both these cases, in all these cases, there's no social pressure to be medium.
You eat it and it's over. And then it's like, all I did was sustain myself nutritionally here.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
That's not what eating's for.
Yeah, right. Eating, our dinner's supposed to be us talking. How was your day? So it takes out all of that, which if you're trying to like, I get, again, it could go one of two ways. If you're trying to get healthy, like there's nights like that where I'm like, I would never eat like this in a relationship and where I'm healthy. But there's also nights like that where I'm unhealthy. And I'm like, I would never eat like this in a relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Completely. Okay. So that's like a good answer. We have a lot of people are seeking advice from you on this.
On health?
on dating and like can I do it kind of rapid fire? Because
let's
like very practical. Okay. Any tips for body insecurity the first time you hook up? I'm assuming after a breakup or after like a change.
If they're in bed with you, they want to be in bed with you. I truly believe that. Like I say this on You Up podcast. I've said it in the past, and I've probably said it here. You are someone. There are guys on porn sites. If you go to a porn website, which many of you might frequent, many of you might not. There's a category line on the left hand side of the website with hyperlinks. All of those links are someone or are a version of person that someone masturbated to so much that they were like, let's take the search bar out of this. Let's make it a hyperlink. So all of those categories exist because all of those categories are someone who's into that. One of them right. is feet. You are someone's foot. So like, I'm not into feet, but some people are. So you are a foot to someone. So to branch this out to the bedroom, I can't tell someone how to feel. I can't tell someone to be more confident. But this is something that helps me. I'm like, if they're here with me, then they must be into what I am. This is their type. Right. I can't really fault them for that.
Also, like, people think, like, when they're wearing clothes that people don't have a sense for your size. Like,
oh, everyone
sees
everything.
Totally shock some guy or girl like with your totally. Size just because your clothes are off. Like, yes, your body may have a specific shape or whatever it is or yeah. whatever thing it is that bothers you, but like no one's like, this is a total surprise.
So I totally agree. And I had a question come into my Instagram stories a few weeks ago where a woman was writing, do men notice that are two different size boobs? And I was like, you don't think I can understand this predicament, but I can, because my chest is my insecurity.
Right.
So I don't want to have man boobs. I think that, like, to me, that's the one thing I think about when I put on every t-shirt. I don't even look at stomach. I'm looking at chest. That's my thing.
Right.
So much like, and I'm sure this woman is doing the same thing. So I'm dressing for my insecurity. I'm trying to find the shirt that fits my chest the best. And I'm sure she's doing that for her boobs that are different size. I go, I have never had someone have an issue with my chest. I've never had, it's all me. But also the fear is I get into bed, I take off the shirt, and all the smoke and mirrors that I've been playing will be gone. But it's just not the case. It's in your head more than it is theirs by 1,000%.
That's so true. Okay, here's one. Dating profile. How to put in your dating profile that you don't drink and you eat healthy without being boring?
I think that is something they can find out that you without you telling them. And I'm not saying to hide it.
Well, without you telling them in the profile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, here's the thing with dating apps, and people want to get out in front of everything. People are so obsessed with not wasting time that they're literally not putting time into it at all. So
right.
you know, someone should earn that information from you. So someone, you know, earning it is getting your swiping right, getting your like, okay, it's a match. And then approaching you, saying hello, asking about your weekend. And being, they should earn the learning about the things that make you you. Hey, would you like to get drinks? Hey, I just want to let you know, I'd love to get together with you, but I just want to let you know I'm not a drinker. I'd rather do coffee. Like,
right.
And then they should, if their intentions are right, they're down for coffee. They're down right. to get to know you. That's
maybe they don't drink.
Maybe, or maybe they like you enough. They like the conversation that came before that enough to say, well, of course I'll get coffee with them. That would be so much fun. I think we're just so obsessed with, we want dating apps to be filters on a ordering on Postmates.
Yeah.
Like I want Chinese food. I want, you know, I want Asian, but it's gotta be Thai, but it's gotta be it's gotta be within 30 minutes. Like you can't do that for dating. It right. has to be the reverse way.
You also don't know if like that doesn't really tell you if you're gonna like someone.
No, that's not a personality trait. That's just not. Something you do. And, right. Like if someone's
If you do want to put it out in your profile, you are maybe trying to make it a personality trait, which is never really a good thing.
It's not going to help you. I just don't know how that's written in a fun, playful, get-to-know-you way. That is something that could be unearthed that might lose. You have to be, if you're dating, you got to be much more okay with losing people you've said hello to. Not losing people you've never spoken to. Losing, like losing people that you've like, hey, this has been a fine conversation and they're nice, but they're just not for me.
Right. Totally. Okay, here's another dating app question. Do guys really notice if your pics are 10 to 15 pounds ago versus in person, you're a bit heavier?
I think if I don't, I generally believe that they don't notice. Like I like, look how guys dress themselves for dates. Do you think we notice anything? Like I think you can notice a little, but like, it sounds like I'm trying to get around saying that people notice, but I think 10 to 15 pounds is not a lot.
How obvious does it have to be? Like,
I think if your pictures are within the year, you shouldn't worry at all.
Okay.
Like, I think if it's, because if it's within the year, like, we're all so hard on ourselves.
Right.
Sure. Like, we've all gained weight. We've lost weight. We've all had weight fluctuations this year, especially.
Yeah.
So the idea that you're the exact same person as your pictures, but I think within a year, you're not that far away from where you were, you know. I also think, you know, I think it's not as important. I think the other thing is back to the foot thing. Like, you have a look like that they're into, like, and it's more than just body specific. Like, it is the whole package. So right. I don't think that this is as big a deal as it is to you.
Okay, that's good. How do you tell a guy you're just starting to date that those things he's asking about are stretch marks?
Has a guy done that? A guy doesn't know what stretch marks are?
Or has he? Does he ask about them? I've never been asked that. But
I've never been. I got asked once. I have stretch marks on my stomach, and I had someone ask me, and it was a little kid. It was a little kid. It was like, right. What's that? What's that? It's like, that's why I'm like so surprised that an adult man would be that stupid or childish or immature, because a little kid looked at me and goes, what's that? And I go, it's a shark. It bit me. Shut the fuck up. And then I moved on. But I just can't believe that. Like, if someone would say that, I would say that they're an asshole.
Red flag.
It doesn't make sense to me, but
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I agree. Cause like, also like, why are you asking? Google it. Like, I don't know.
Like to ask about someone's body just generally. Like I don't know. I told you about the beach story with my dad. Like
yes.
Like my dad asked me how much I weighed at the beach and I was like, why are you asking? And he goes, no reason. And I'm like, well, that's just not the case. Like, this reminds me of that where I'm like, nobody just blank head. And then it was like, how much you weigh? Like, what?
Right. It is kind of like asking that. But so maybe we just put this in the red flag bucket.
I'd put this as a, you know, and also like we can't avoid crazy people. Like, anyone can push you under the subway tracks at any moment. So like, sorry to bring that up.
I'm already afraid of that. Thank you.
I'm sorry. But I'm saying the same can be true for dating and weight and stuff. Like we can't live our lives based on the crazy people. You can make... Correct. You can protect yourself, but I'm saying, like, when someone goes, what are those, to something on your body, I go, well, that person is just an asshole.
Yeah.
Generally.
Right. So other issue, you know, put that in the category of, do I like them? No.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Is it okay for a partner to want you to be more fit, or should they love you the way you are?
I don't think it's okay to want you to be more fit. It's, I want to do these things together. Like, I think it's like, and if you're listen, it could be someone being like, I want you to be more fit. And that, I would say you guys have there's something broken in this relationship. There's something else going on. Like, there's a communication. But I would also say, if you're taking as like, if your partner's like, hey, I want to like go hiking together. And you're like, you want me to be more fit? Like yeah. I don't know. You know, like, that's not the same.
Right. Well, I think it's more like, okay, because I get a lot of DMs from people who are like worried that like, even though their boyfriend or whoever says they love them as they are, like, I can tell he thinks I look different or something. And my kind of answer was like, you do look different, but like they should still love you the way you are. But also I understand that like with weight gain or weight changes, yeah. It's not always just about like the weight on or off. It's also about like maybe your habits changed. Maybe something happened with like your, not, I don't want to say personality, but maybe you like went through something and that changed kind of your mood, or you're going through something. So like, I feel like there's other factors that aren't just, it's also, not usually just like, did you gain weight?
Yeah, I agree. Again, with most relationship fights, it's not the issue. It's another issue. You know, mm-hmm. and I would say also like, also for me, when I don't feel good about myself, I don't want to leave the house. Like,
right.
So if I'm with someone and they're like, I want to go do something, and I'm like, I don't want to do anything because of how I feel, you know, then it's and then I take it as, oh, you want me to be more, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's exactly what you're saying. Like, maybe my vibe is off. I mean, I have legitimately bailed from parties where you need to dress up because I didn't feel good about putting on the clothes to dress up.
We've all done it.
So, but I'm saying, like, who would want to be around me? You know, like in that case, you know,
right? Because you are not feeling good.
Yeah, the guy who wants to not go to a fun gala. I mean, right. I don't go to a lot of galas, but
Jared at the gala.
Yeah.
Okay, we have like one or two. We have a few more, but I know we're on a timeline. Okay. 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 This is okay. So let's do the last one. Do you have any advice for how to balance dating and wanting to eat healthy, like drinking less and dining out less, but every date is drinking at a restaurant? I feel like you can relate to this with just like your job.
Totally relate to this. It is the hardest thing in the world, and it's not something I'm good at. So let me start by saying I'm not good at this. And I will say trying to find a schedule that works and only going on dates you're excited about. I think if you're excited about dates, that's a good date. I think it's hard because a lot of people are like, I have no exciting dates coming up. So they're like, just what's a date? I'm sure someone's saying that, and I hear them on that. But I would say it's okay to say no to dates you're not excited about and re-give an idea for a date you would be excited about. So if they're seeing someone and you feel the drinking and the food has gotten out of control and you're like, I just need a reset to be excited about going out with you and to see you in the best light. I think it's okay to say, if someone says, are you free on Tuesday? And you go, I know I'm not going to feel good on Tuesday. Can we actually do Thursday? Be okay with presenting a scenario that puts you in the position to win the most.
Right. You could also, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if people are still doing this with COVID, but like you could just like go for a walk or grab a coffee. Yeah. Like it's like, if it's a first date, like it's not like you need to get a drink at a restaurant. Like
I proposed this idea the other day. I think every first date should be 15 minutes.
So like I see that. It keeps you more. You don't burn out. You don't burn out the first date.
Well, I was thinking like there should be an app where you match on the app. And then you get on the date and it's 15 minutes and it times you. And then at the end of the date, an alarm goes off and you both have to leave. And then you have to answer, do I want to bang? Do I want to date? Do I have no interest at all?
Yeah, but what if like, yeah, okay. All right.
And if you say you want to date, it's like, I want to go on an actual date. If you just want to bang, you guys can just like meet up for drinks and just go get fucked up and you know have sex safely, obviously consensually, all that stuff. But if you match with other,
what do you make of the fact that people aren't going to want to like even go to do the 15-minute thing? Like, do you feel like maybe this should be over FaceTime?
No, because I think you got to make people leave the house. People have to show some effort, and I think a lot of people like put themselves in a position where they're like, "I'll take anything." No. You have to have a standard. Right. Someone will meet your standard. I know it feels like no one will, but they will.
Right. Okay. Well, this has been so helpful. Thank you, Jared.
I hope it was.
No, it really was. And I'm so obviously like, I love our little episodes, and please come back before Aileen does as one of our co-hosts.
Anytime. And also everyone go listen to Sammy on Luxury Lounge. It's out.
I think.
When does this come out? This comes out this Sunday.
Yeah.
So this Luxury Lounge. Oh, perfect. Luxury Lounge is out. So you can find it on J Train podcast feed. It's there. Sammy was fantastic.
We talk about vacation. Game.
Or All Vacation reviewed. Yeah, it's great.
And the Yankee Suite was a good one. That was a good
complaint. I think that's going to be the video.
Oh, that was a great one.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening. Obviously, please rate, review, and subscribe. Go follow Jared at Jared Fried on Instagram. Listen to his podcast, J Train, and his Luxury Lounge episodes. Anything else
you want to
promote? And you up. Obviously, you up with Jordana. And I think that is it. If you have any questions to submit to Dear DST, or if you want to submit your non-scale wins, submit those at dst@betches.com. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com. Betches.